I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, August 1st, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I wanted to maybe just start with a couple of interesting things. There are a lot of interesting stories floating around. Where to begin? The things that are happening in the world these days are stunning. I think maybe the place to begin is with a story. If you've seen the movie Jeremiah Johnson, then you're familiar with some interesting expressions. Jeremiah Johnson, starring Robert Redford. There's that scene with Bear Claws where he says, Bear Claws says to Jeremiah, watch your top knot. And Jeremiah Johnson, Robert Redford's character, says, yep, watch Urn, and watch Urn too. And it's an interesting concept. There's a guy, Randy Parker, who wrote a blog post about this back in 2008. It's an interesting post, but then there are folks who commented on the actual meaning of expression. And I suppose, you know, it could be a reference to both what Randy Parker is talking about and what is more commonly known as, you know, the Packers top knot concept. But I just wanted to go through that real fast. It's an interesting story. It's probably good fodder for a Monday. So, from Randy Parker's 2008 post titled Watch Your Top Knot, my favorite movie ever is still Jeremiah Johnson starring Robert Redford. There are so many great lines throughout the movie, and my son and I have often find ourselves quoting them to each other. Both of us love the outdoors, and this past Saturday, as we were entering the woods to hunt way before daylight, my son, now almost 16, said to me, as I was about to head into the swamp to my stand, "Watch your top knot." And in Redford style, I answered, "Yep, watch yourn." This line comes from a scene where Jeremiah is leaving his friend Bear Claws to head out on his own and be a mountain man. Bear Claws' warning is simple: don't get scalped. We'll get back to that in a second. I'd like to give that line a little different twist. I constantly have to watch my top knot. That is, I have to carefully guard what goes into my mind. And I think this is apropos, particularly in this setting. Recently, I was in a meeting made up of brokers, owners, and managers. Real estate context, obviously. When I left the meeting, I literally had to detox, quote unquote. I heard so many of them moaning and whining about the current economic difficulties. Hey, I'm there too. I feel the crunch just like everybody else, but I have found that constantly focusing on it don't help it. One longtime broker owner made the comment, "We could all just shut our doors from Thanksgiving to Christmas because none of us are doing anything." And of course, this was, you know, in the midst of the subprime contagion. I beg to differ. I beg to differ, Randy Parker writes. So he says, constantly focusing on the problem doesn't help. They could shut their doors. I beg to differ. December is shaping up to be one of our best months this year, he said. My agents are working hard now because they want paychecks in January and February, which is an interesting concept. I think it sort of harkens to the movie as well. In context, you know, you don't necessarily reap immediately what you sow, at least not in reality and not in a bygone era. So he writes, "I don't mean to stick my head in the sand and pretend that everything is rosy. However, I can't focus on the negative and have a positive outcome. So be careful to watch what you listen to and don't take every word from the media as being the gospel truth. Find positive people to be around, read good material, and put good info in your top knot. If nothing good is happening around you, then make something good happen." And I think that's interesting advice and good advice, but I think we are encouraged by the media in choose your own adventure sort of fashion to really dwell on things that don't necessarily need to occupy our attention at all. That's probably something that we could discuss the nuances of in great detail, and maybe it varies from person to person and maybe even from time to time or season to season for each person. But I don't know that there's a hard, fast rule for those things. It's interesting how things can change. But I just thought it was some sound wisdom. I think we all need to choose for ourselves the things that we allow to occupy space between our ears. So, continuing with the meaning, there are a couple of folks that commented on his post. The first gentleman, presumably, wrote, "In the pioneering trapping days of our country, men used a system of securing packs on their horses or mules known as the diamond hitch. It was primarily used in rough country as it required the final knot to be on the top of the load in the event the animal went down for whatever reason. Trappers used the saying, 'Watch your top knot,' as a way of saying, 'Be careful to one another.'" Be careful to one another. As a way of saying to one another, be careful, I think is maybe better how that reads. As one can imagine, the actual top knot must be watched while traveling to ensure it didn't loosen up, thus losing the load. More modern methods of packing loads on an animal are much more secure and have done away with the top knot. And one more quote subsequently, watch your top knot means to keep a close eye on the top knot of your pack horse's load. If the top knot falls to one side, your panniers or your pack bags are not loaded evenly and your whole load will eventually end up under your pack horse's belly. Not good. And so I just thought that was a fun way to start a Monday. A little nostalgia, art imitating life, imitating art, something like that, maybe, or vice versa. Interesting things happening. I thought maybe a few articles were worth mentioning this morning. Not the usual kind of stuff. There's an article, for example, Fortune. These U.S. cities and towns are paying remote workers up to $20,000 to move there. This article was published on July 29th, and includes several references prior to the list of towns, but the list of towns includes Morgantown in Lewisburg, West Virginia, paying an estimated incentive valued at $20,000. And the qualifications vary, but generally it's, as in this case, applicants with a full-time remote job in a company not based in West Virginia. The package is, in this case, a cash stipend of $12,000 and undisclosed gifts and incentives valued at $8,000. So it's interesting how communities are trying to deal with the wild fluctuations in the U.S. economy, but also in more localized places, you know, state, county, etc., down to the local level. And we've seen over the last, say, 20 years or so, manufacturing has been offshored and internationalized. We've had conversations on republicbroadcasting.org and other places about how there's been an effort over the last several decades to prevent any one country or group of people from being able to be self-sufficient, which is why now manufacturing is parted out all over the place. So you have manufacture of certain parts in certain places, and then you have assembly of those parts in other places. And, you know, that way you can never have a revolt effectively, because who could create any kind of a military force, for example, without all of those many complicated parts that are manufactured in various places around the world and then assembled elsewhere. So continuing with the list, number 3, Greater Rochester, New York. Number 4 on the list is Southwest Michigan. Number 5, Noblesville, Indiana. And 6, Montpelier, Vermont. 7 is Newton, Iowa. 8 is Harmony, Minnesota. 9 is Mattoon, Illinois. And the description, a small town with an adorable downtown Banana boat story. Banana boat sunscreen. A little bit of a technical difficulty there, apparently. Banana boat recalled, according to the press release, three batches of its hair and scalp sunscreen because it contained benzene, which, of course, is used not in the making of banana boat sunscreen, but in the dispensation of it. So, the aerosol cans use benzene, and so I thought this was interesting. You know, it's always something like this. Maybe it's not the product itself, but the way it's dispensed, or some combination of chemical reaction in the product and the container or something like that. You know, we've obviously talked many times about estrogen leaching plastics and things like that. And I think that plays a big role in adverse health effects in society these days. So this story was interesting. And on a more serious note, we can probably talk more about this after the break. Couple of things, but first, I guess, there was a story republished from, you know, actually a few different places, but originally in the Daily Mail. Saudi prince will allocate $1 trillion to build a 170-kilometer long horizontal skyscraper. Talk about that when we come back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Sunday, Monday.
All right, this I think is a crazy story to even get your mind around. We've talked about the port city of Neom as part of the New Silk Road initiative, the Belt and Road initiative, which I find absolutely astonishing. I can't even hardly talk about it because it's so fantastic. It's such a fantasy kind of story and just so outrageous, so blatantly outrageous. The fact that the Silk Road historically is known for all kinds of illicit black market activity, you know, human trafficking or slave trade, drugs, obviously, and all kinds of other illicit contraband. It's sort of a large rat line, if you will, in a sense, or has been for hundreds or even thousands of years. So the New Silk Road being promoted by countries and governments and corporations, I just find it absolutely astounding that people are not shocked and horrified, and this is just, I don't know, every aspect of it is not considered outrageous. So the port city of Neom is obviously one of the big talking points in the Belt and Road Initiative, the New Silk Road Initiative, among many other provocative talking points, I would say. But speaking of the port city Neom, the Daily Mail ran a story that was picked up by other outlets titled Saudi Prince Will Allocate $1 Trillion to Build a 170-kilometer-long horizontal skyscraper, Mirror Line is what it's called, which will be higher than the Empire State Building. It is crazy. And I think we'll play a video in the next segment of this. This is just astonishing stuff. Saudi Arabia intends to build a horizontal skyscraper that would be 170 kilometers long. And so, from the story, what we know, the ambitious project will be part of the desert city Neom, whose size will be comparable to that of Massachusetts. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman believes that the new city will be as iconic a project as the Egyptian pyramids. Imagine that. It kind of reminds me of Genesis 6, you know, mighty men of old, men of renown kind of thing. Skyscraper will be called Mirror Line. It will consist of two parts with a height of 488 meters. For comparison, the height of the Empire State Building is 381 meters. So that's, I mean, pretty remarkable. 170 kilometers long, 488 meters tall. For comparison, again, the height of the Empire State Building is 381 meters. And, you know, my impression of these things is that this is all sort of an homage to the Tower of Babel, reaching into the sky and trying to be like God and so forth. Anyway, continuing, the Mirror Line will be in the top 15 tallest buildings in the world and take 13th place if nothing taller is built by then. And there is time. The Mirror Line is expected to take 50 years to build, although Prince Mohammed bin Salman wants the project completed by 2030. Imagine that, the same year so many other interesting things are being pushed toward, you know, Agenda 2030 and all of the sustainability nonsense. The grand visions of folks like Jordy Rose saying, you know, we're going to build a robot that can do anything better than you, and general artificial intelligence will eclipse the intelligence of man and all that kind of stuff. You know, Ray Kurzweil's 2029 vision from the Age of Spiritual Machines, for example. So the two parts of the skyscraper will run through the desert, coast and mountains parallel to each other. Architects will take the curvature of the earth into account when designing the building, which I thought was interesting, especially if you're in the flat earth camp. Obviously, that's an interesting little soundbite that was included. Mirror Line will have a separate underground high-speed train line, a stadium at a height of 304 meters, and a pier for ships. Experts in environmental planning do not approve of the Crown Prince's idea. Experts believe the Mirror Line's length and mirror glazing could affect the migration of animals and migratory birds. But Oh, we're in a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups, rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, without further ado, I want to give you this short video. You really have to see it to, this is just, I don't know, this is astonishing stuff. This, I think, is, you know, something of biblical proportion. You know, again, it reminds me of Genesis chapter 6, among other things, and these grand visions that ultimately, you know, that man thinks he has, but he's being influenced by forces he doesn't realize. In most cases, and in some, he does, and that's even worse. But this fanciful notion that we can be as gods, which is the same subtle seduction that man fell prey to in the garden, obviously, and has continued to be beguiled by. Nebuchadnezzar is a good example that also seems to kind of, you know, these visions correlate to Nebuchadnezzar, of course, thinking himself fantastic and says at one point, look what I have made. Isn't this just incredible? Look what I've made. And so God humbles him and lets him eat grass for 7 years to ruminate on just how fantastic he really is. So these kinds of visions, when you hear this, and you really, if you're interested in this at all, watch the video, which is titled Neom, What is the Line? And you'll see what I mean. It's absolutely astonishing. Talk about it more in a second, but first, here's the video. Go ahead, please.
For too long, humanity has existed within dysfunctional and polluted cities that ignore nature. Now, a revolution in civilization is taking place. Imagine a traditional city and consolidating its footprint, designing to protect and enhance nature. The line will be home to 9 million residents and will be built with a footprint of just 34 square kilometers. And we are designing it to provide a healthier, more sustainable quality of life. The line's communities are organized in 3 dimensions. Residents have access to all their daily needs within 5-minute walk neighborhoods. And the line's infrastructure makes it possible to travel end-to-end in 20 minutes with no need for cars, resulting in 0 carbon emissions. By leveraging AI technology, services are autonomous, saving you time and effort. Designed by world-leading architects, the line is 500 meters tall, 200 meters wide, 170 kilometers long, and housed within an elegant mirror glass facade. Intelligent solutions create efficiency and year-round temperate microclimate with natural ventilation. Energy and water supplies are 100% renewable. The line is designed as a series of unique communities, offering a wealth of amenities, providing equitable views and immediate access to the surrounding nature. With 40% of the world accessible within 6 hours at the heart of the globe's key trade routes, a place for commerce and communities to thrive like nothing on Earth seen before. The Line, the city that delivers new wonders for the world.
It's pretty science fiction. It's pretty creepy, I would say. Pretty weird. But you heard it. 170 kilometers is over 100 miles. So you're talking about a structure more than 100 miles long and taller than the Empire State Building in its entirety. Think about that. Again, you know, to me, I'm speechless. I really don't know what to say. It's the craziest thing. And of course, you know, now this is a $1 trillion venture. The poor city Neom, my understanding, last estimates are that's the port city Neom is valued at or estimated to cost $500 billion. So this, the line now is in addition to that. So crazy stuff going on in the desert over there. And remember, you know, there are folks who will say, watch out for the Saudis, watch out for the Chinese, watch out for. I would say watch out for British intrigue, because behind the creation of Israel was Baron Edmund de Rothschild, for example, and all of the the acreage that he bought up and donated, among other philanthropic and humanitarian things that he did. Wink, wink. And, you know, there was Theodore Herzl's amazing prediction at the first Zionist Congress, after which he said, you know, right now sounds preposterous, but in 30, 40, certainly in 50 years, you'll see the state of Israel. And almost to the day, 50 years later, that's exactly what happened. So then there was the Balfour Declaration, which Carol Quigley told us was not written by Arthur James Balfour. There was the British Mandate, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, with Saudi Arabia, same kind of forces were at work to establish the House of Saud as a strategic partner and be able to collide the forces of Zionism against Wahhabism, essentially. So, as much as some folks would say, beware of the Saudis. I mean, Chris, you talk about Wahhabi studies passed off as Islamic studies at places like Yale University. Isn't that a concern? Sure, it's a concern, but from whence does it derive? I mean, how did we end up with, you know, to the credit of the Trump administration, my understanding is for the first time we were energy independent during the Trump administration, and suddenly that's not the case, not to mention Joe Biden wants to end so-called fossil fuels. And that of course, coincides with this new energy market that bad guys have created. James Corbett has done a fantastic job of documenting that. You can find that over at CorbettReport.com if you're interested in that. But, you know, you make the market first and then you drive traffic and interest to it. I've heard lots of people lamenting the cost of fuel, you know, especially over the summer. People who intend to vacation that have trailers and campers and recreational vehicles, including, you know, dirt bikes, quads, jet skis, and things like that. And there are a number of folks who are very hampered, I suppose you could say, in their vacationing and their family recreational activities and efforts. I mean, it's staggering. The cost for some things when you're out playing on the water or in the woods or whatever has gone, the increase is astronomical. It's gone from maybe a few hundred dollars in some cases to around $1,000, just an additional fuel cost. So that's pretty staggering, I would say. Anyway, this the line, as they're calling it, this is something really, again, you know, it's fantastic. In other words, it's kind of, it seems like a fantasy. And yet, at the same time, it's sort of par for the course, you know, called the mirror line, because it's all mirrored. And if you watch the video, you'll see it's just astonishing. 170 kilometers or over 100 miles worth of mirror in the desert. Think of how weird that would be. Is somebody going to clean that? Are they going to have, you know, a team of window washing folks, skyscraper window washers that wash the mirror on a regular basis? It's pretty crazy. 170 kilometers and 488 meters tall. Taller than the Empire State Building, for over 100 miles and mirrored in the desert. It sounds like something out of a Star Wars movie or some kind of dystopian sci-fi film. There have been a number, but very weird and creepy, I agree. So that, I thought, was noteworthy, I suppose. And there have been, there were other stories that were interesting. I thought another story that was interesting, all eight of the Harry Potter movies are being pulled from streaming service. And the word on the street is that is largely due to J.K. Rowling's controversial stance on certain politically charged issues. I don't understand why anybody cares. You know, everything is political now, as we raise the consciousness of everyone and everything. We all get sort of bent into this one unified agenda. So, Rowling, many people have, well, the media and the mainstream press certainly have construed J.K. Rowling as maybe transphobic in light of her continued comments and stance on transgender politics. So, that's interesting. I think you could easily sort of segue into a conversation about J.K. Rowling and maybe Norm MacDonald's remarks about J.K. Rowling. Not sure what it is. So I don't know where we dropped off, but this story, teacher I mean, this is what happens. Now we're emulating culture. We're a generation or so into, you know, unmentionable things that have happened at award shows and things like that, music award show. And now we have a teacher that says, mistake number one, the kids weren't supposed to have their phones out at lunch, but we were just chilling. So, you know what? Why not film a TikTok video? I'm going to call it a video. Apparently that's redundant, but that's what I'm going to do. So the teacher films a dance video. This was a simple little dance. It was to Nicki Minaj, but the edited version, said the teacher. I'm not a dancer. I wasn't shaking nothing. It was so PG. This is what teachers say now. So I just thought this was an absolutely astounding story. And really not worth mentioning, but kind of, you know, the state of the union, so to speak. And I guess for no other reason than that,
coffee, and I started blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Segment of the first hour of today's World Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, August 1st, 2022. Here's an interesting story to close out the first hour, just in this brief segment. Why you should never use a metal knife to slice an avocado. A lot of people know this. Other people don't. essentially the spoiler alert on this, or the TLDR, is that slicing with a metal knife will speed up the oxidation process of the browning. According to an article in All Recipes, this used to be common knowledge, but apparently that kind of thing isn't so common anymore. Worth mentioning, I guess, especially, you know, there are a number of other foods the same rules apply. You know, for example, with lettuce, some people grew up learning that it's better probably to tear the lettuce than to slice it with metal, because the same thing occurs. The oxidation process is accelerated. Slicing many kinds of vegetables with a metal knife. So then, you know, I wonder, actually, when I hear about this, there are a number of plastic knives you can use, obviously, and I wonder, there were folks who knew 100 years ago that plastic might not be a good thing. How did they know? And what kinds of particulate matter find their way into our foods if we slice things with plastic knives? So that's just my curiosity, maybe getting the best of me, but I thought that was an kind of an interesting story. And so one wonders, and you know, some people have different methods when it comes to avocados and things of that nature. Maybe instead of cutting, scooping or something of that along those lines, that's not always practical, maybe. And I think most folks expect avocados not to last terribly long anyway. So maybe you're like me. I grew up with avocado seeds or avocado pits in the window in the kitchen, and we were always growing avocados, it seemed, at least in the summer months. And so I thought this was interesting and sort of pedestrian for a Monday, easing into the week. But one of the other stories that I was going to dive into here in the next hour is two stories. National, but also there's a gentleman who wrote a story. It's time for Army Corps of Engineers to investigate the feasibility of moving water less. That's another kind of shock. Kinds of things. Really? Been talk of that in the past, but it's pretty interesting. Cooler or the coffee pot. Second hour coming up. I'll be right back after the show.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. republicbroadcasting.org.